It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msc.news.net.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Well, good evening and welcome to McKenzie, Tennessee, where we're getting set for the first round of the 2025 Women's NAIA National Basketball Championship Tournament game. We are in the Kramer Division, and in game two of the night here in Tennessee, it'll be the Benedictine College Lady Ravens up against LSU Alexandria. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's back in the studio producing and engineering and doing his utmost best to keep the lights on. And although the bill is paid, the wind keeps blowing. Joseph, well done, man. Keep those lights going. Tom Council to here courtside, and we're going to start off. This is going to be a fantastic game. We're going to talk to you, first of all, about the keys to the game. Those are brought to you by L&L Construction for the Lady Ravens. You got to play a little defense here tonight. LSU Alexandria likes to score. They put points on the board. They're in that 70s range. They got three double-figure scorers. Dana Marion Hartwick, 13-7. You got Jewel Jones, 12-6. And at over 12 also, Benedetta Paranasha. So they have scorers. They like to roll points on the board. Lady Ravens going to have to play some D, and that is going to be the key to the game, brought to you by L&L Construction. We're at the scorer's table here on the floor. Immediately adjacent to this location, to my left, is going to be the LSUA team. And clear down to the other end, and I can only barely see them, going to be the Lady Ravens. Well, they are going to be to my far, far right. You can hear the PA guy here. He's getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. With that in mind, allow me to introduce the starters to you. They are brought to you by Hunley Liquor. You got to start off your weekend or your holiday party with a stop at Hunley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful, right there on 8th Street, or rather on 9th Street. That's Hunley Liquor. Okay, here come your starters. First of all, for LSU Alexandria, the Generals, under head coach Billy Perkins and his assistant coach Celesta Perkins, both of them in their third season in Alexandria. They're going to be starting Dana Martin Hartwick. She's a 5'5" senior from Livingston, Louisiana. From Gonzales, Los Angeles, a 5'8" senior, Armani Gray. Jewel Jones is from Baton Rouge. She's 5'5" and a senior, and at the post at 6'1". From Homer, Louisiana, it'll be Justice Young. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom, longtime assistant Andy Connolly for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be the starting five seniors that we've seen essentially the entire year long. You got Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas. She's from Eisenhower High School at 5'6". Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas, the 5'7" senior. Senior Josie Weiser out of Northville and JCN. She's 5'11". From Capon Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita, Kansas, 6'1" Jennifer Jacobs. And Riley Roddinghouse from Nemaha Central. She is from Seneca, 6'3". When you hear those starters, you can listen, you can tell. LSU is a get-up and get-down, run-gun kind of a team. Look at the size of them out there on the starters. 5'5", 5'8", 5'5". And then you have a 6 foot and a 6'1" down along that front line. All right. So the PA guy has gotten the LSUA team introduced to the crowd. Now he's going to introduce the Lady Ravens. Quite a lot of people have come here tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I was tricked a little bit when I pulled into the parking lot. I'm looking at the cars. I'm saying, look at all of these Kansas tags. I'm like, wow, a lot of people are coming to follow the Lady Ravens. And while there are, you got to understand that game one tonight was a matchup between the host team and the number one seed here at Bethel University and the Sterling College Lady Warriors out of Sterling, Kansas, and head coach Casey Bassett. So there were an awful lot of cars from Kansas out there, but a lot of them have headed out the driveway and toward the interstate as Bethel, a runaway win over Sterling in game one here this evening. I'm going to say we're also going to be trying to keep a little bit of an eye, and I'm hoping to get a little bit of help down the line. Keeping an eye on that first round game in Olathe as KW and Mid-America are in a battle in that game. Last time I saw it in fairly late in the game, it was like a two-point contest. So we'll see if we can keep you up to speed on scores from there. Benedictine is going to be the home team tonight. They're in those home whites with red and black lettering and trim. And for LSU Alexandria, what are we going to call it, navy? That's totally not black. It's kind of navy with gold and white, maybe. Is it black? Okay, it's black. Those are black uniforms with gold and white and a little bit of a purple stripe down the side. So with that said, coming into the center circle to jump it off for LSU Alexandria is going to be the 6'1" sophomore, Justice Young. Coming in for Benedictine is going to be 6'3", Riley Roddinghouse. And the tip-off is being brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts. You know them. They're your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. Go see those car guys. They're right out there on 424 Woodlawn in Atchison. Atchison Auto Parts. The ball goes up the tip of the way. We're underway in LSUA comes up with a basketball, and the Generals have it. We are underway. Generals going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. They're going to feed it over just outside the right block on the floor a couple of times. Rotating your shot is going to go up, a spin around and around, and it's going to go in. And the first bucket of the wild game is going to belong to the Generals. Give that score to Justice Young. How about that? Justice took it up for first points of the ball game. Lady Ravens trailing in the early moments. Down driving in is going to be JJ. Shot up. No. Gets your own rebound. Follows up. No. In on the bound for the rebound. We're going to get a jump ball possession. We'll go back to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to have it back. We are 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Dubert looking to bring it in. Looking. Little skip pass. Comes back out on top. Lauren launches three. It's going to be a little bit long. Rebound lost out of bounds. Touch last by LSUA. It'll be Benedictine ball back at their baseline just on the right side of the lane. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobson, Roddinghouse to the Lady Raven 5. Dubert again going to bring it in. She'll bring it into JJ. Goes left side. Goes off the window. Her pass at left-handed shot is good. Jacobs on the board, and Benedictine is tying the game at 2. We are a minute in. LSU flying up the floor. It's going to be Hartwick with it. She'll dump it over to the left side. Kicks it over there to Gray. Gray looks it to the baseline. Not a lot of room. They'll bring it out on top to Young. She'll set up at the high post. Kicks it over to Hartwick. Hartwick's going to square up. She's going to go 3. High arcing shot. No good. Flick it down. It's going to be Josie. Winslow rings it up the court. Outlet into the lane, and it's going to be a little out of reach, and JJ unable to control down the basketball. Back up with it are going to come the Generals. They'll take it over to the right side. Skip pass off the block. And again, they're going to go to the big player in the middle. This one's up and no good. And another rebound. Second of the ball game already for Josie. 8:27 to go in the opening quarter. Benedict with the basketball. It's a 2-2 ball game. Around to the left side is Josie now into the corner. Grab it across is Dubert. Splits two defenders. Kicks it over to Kennedy. Nicholson with the left-hand dribble. Goes into the lane. Shot up. Hits the bottom of the rim. It's no good. Rebound again. It's going to be LUSAN. Parachi. Quickly down the left side, it's going to be Hartwick. She'll work it all the way over to the left wing with a right-hand dribble. Brings it top of the key. Kicks it over to Jones. Raven standing up, little player D. Kennedy Nicholson in front of Jones. Jones will drive baseline, comes off the screen. Running shot, too strong. Rebound, Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Again, these teams running up and down the floor. Nicholson looks inside. Goes to Rodinghouse. Got the two. Riley hits the bucket of the Lady Ravens with their first lead of the evening. It's 4-2. It's 7:40 to go in quarter one. LUS with a basketball, and that's going to be Gray. She'll feed it down low again. And again, they go into the middle, go to the bank. She has the ball stripped out of her hands. Here come the Ravens. Flying down court with it. Dubert into the lane. Drives through a defender. Stomps on the left side. Comes out on top. Rotates it. It's Josie. It's three. It's too strong. Rebounds on the floor and controlled down by Young. Alexandria into the fourth court. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with that slim 4-2 lead on the road here today in Tennessee. First round of the women's national tournament. Alexandria on top. It's going to be Hartwick. She'll back away. Hartwick is this team's leading scorer. She launches a three that doesn't go, and Josie with a third rebound. Here come the Ravens bringing it back. Dubert launches into the corner. Nicholson counts that shot from the corner. Kennedy hits the first three of the ball game, and Benedictine goes up now 7-2. We're at 6:40 to go in quarter number one. This gymnasium, if you were last year with the Lady Ravens up at Concordia University in Nebraska, here's a shot that's going to be up and in for LSU. It is very similar to that gymnasium. Very steep seating on all sides. 7-4 BC, 6:20 to go. Here's Josie for three. Gets it! Josie Weiser, her first bucket of the game. 10-4 Benedictine. Back up with it, Hartwick. She runs this ball club from the one. Again, leading scorer on the team. Nothing yet so far this evening. Graves has done a good job of really keeping a hand in front of her. Young has been the problem. They'll feed it to her, bring it on top. 17-footer, short. Rebound, pulled down, offensive board, falling away. It's going to go off the window, rattle around, and it's going to go in. Count the bucket for Jewel Jones. And it's now 10-6, Lady Ravens. We're going to get a player in for each team in the first dead ball, and the Lady Ravens are going to turn it over with the travel, and here comes a couple of substitutions into the game. Checking in are going to be Addison Walker and Shira Harry for LSU. Coming into the game for Benedictine, I've got Nicole Stewart coming in and also Carmen Morales. 5.5 to go, nobody quarter. Also in for Benedictine, by the way, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann. So the Lady Ravens are going to make a trio of substitutions at 5:20 to go in the first quarter. BC on top, 10-6. Driving to the left side, we get an offensive foul. Little illegal screen is going to be set by Trishira Harry. It'll be her first. And that is the first foul of the ball game by either team. And we're about 5 minutes in. Out on top is Carmen. Lobs into the corner. Pass is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. That thing was touched. The official from up here maybe didn't have a great angle. Is the crew doing a good job? That's what good crews do. They talk about it a little bit, get it right. That's all anybody wants. 5 minutes ago in the first quarter, Lady Ravens are going to have it in down to the baseline and putting it in play for Benedictine. It'll be the 5'8" sophomore out of Lenexa. That's Riley Brueggemann. Yeah. She'll bring it into Nicole. Stork kicks it back. Brueggemann goes three, way too strong. Rebound Josie with an offensive board. And then she's going to kick it out of bounds off an LSUA player. We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. Jones, the first win of the ball game, coming at 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. We're in Tennessee. The Lady Ravens 10, LSU Alexandria 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
To have you along here this evening on CARE Radio. Joseph is producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here courtside. 4:55 to go in the first half of this first round game of the Women's National Tournament. Benedictine, thank you, leading it 10-6. The ball's going to be put in play by the Lady Ravens. Brueggemann will bring it in. There will be 9 seconds on the shot clock. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Morales, and Stork still in the game for Coach Folsom. They got everybody set, and here we go. Brueggemann looking it in, gets it in. Right side, Stork will turn, shoot, miss it, and rebound Brueggemann. One-hand push pass. Josie, back, squares, shoots, no. Rebound, tipped away, it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Carmen. Lady Ravens with a four-point lead and 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Glad to have you here for Women's College Basketball here on CARE Radio. And in, how about this, the first upset of the women's tournament, how about this, a 16-1 in Olathe as Mid-America loses to Kansas Wesleyan of the KCAC. What a deal that was. 70-69. How about that for KW? Mid-America ends the year with back-to-back losses in the conference tournament championship to the Lady Ravens and now in the first round of the national tournament to KW. We get a foul on the floor, and Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line. It's going to be on Martin Hartwig, her first foul, and the free throw up and good for Stork. Nicole collects her first point of the ball game. Nicole Stork, the sophomore from Adel, Iowa, 6'1". The second free throw, she's going to get them both. Lady Ravens press their lead now to 12-6, and 4 minutes and 20 to go in the first quarter. The ball still handled in the backcourt. They'll get it across the timeline, and there was a travel. That was excellent defense. Just coming into the ball game for Benedictine is the 5'8 junior, Michaela Bauman. She's out of Blair, Nebraska, just north of Omaha, right on the river. And BC back up the court. It is Brueggemann, Dubert, Bauman, Morales, and Stork out of the floor for BC. Lady Ravens with only one starter out there right now. Stork with it, kicks it left. Bauman will step inside, goes from 14 off the rim, once, twice, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by the Generals. They'll bring it up the floor. Can they save it inbounds? They cannot. She steps on the sideline in front of the scorer's table, spilling to the floor, but quickly jumping to her feet, Walker. She's okay. Back up court. Benedictine. 3:40 to go in quarter number one. Stork, left side of the lane, traveled with it. Yeah, that was a good call by the official out here. Stork knows it. She had a little avenue to the lane from the left side and kind of got in a bit of a hurry. Coming in for LSU back into the game is going to be Benedetta Paracci, the 6-foot senior from Bergamo, Italy. LSU brings it in. Roundtree, Anaya Roundtree, 5'3 junior from Missouri City, Texas. So again, LSU not an imposingly tall team. 3.5 to go in quarter one. Skip pass over to the right side for the Generals. Shot clock at a dozen. They'll drive into the lane, dish it over, outside, baseline right. Nice little jumper. Going to be up and good by Paracci. It is 12-8 Lady Ravens at the 3:20 mark of quarter one. Benedictine in the home whites. A lot of LSU fans here, a lot of Benedictine fans here, and a lot of fans for Bethel are sticking around to see which of these teams they will be playing tomorrow night. Here's a running shot of the lane. It's going to be batted away and taken down to the Generals in the outlet pass stolen back by Brueggemann. Brandy bringing it up the court, being shattered up the floor. Over to the left side, drive it in. Dubert underneath to Carmen. Carmen in trouble. Dumps it out on top, travels. Oh, got fouled. I thought maybe she was going to be called for that travel, but in the process, the foul is going to be whistled in the middle. It's going to be on Gray, and Amani will have her first foul of the game. It'll be Generals team foul three. Benedictine has not committed a foul yet this evening, and we've got 2:48 to go in the opening quarter. Brueggemann looking to bring it in, looking, lobs it way out on top. Jennifer Jacobs is back in. JJ, 18-footer. Nope. Rebounds, batted away, it's on the floor. Brueggemann comes out with it. Riley steals out of way, goes left side, dumps it over. Jacobs, left-hander, too strong, followed up, got her own, or got the putback. It's going to be up and done by Roddinghouse, and it's a plus one. The foul is going to be on Parachi. And coming to the free throw line, Roddinghouse with an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. LSUA is going to make a couple of substitutions before the free throw gets shot. It's Benedictine up six. It is 14-8. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. The free throw? No. The rebound is going to be saved at the baseline. Here come the Generals. 2 minutes and 25 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Three-pointer left side. Far too strong. And the ball is going to be taken away from Dubert. Generals are going to keep control of it. They'll swing it out on top, around to the left side. Looking in the middle, it's going to be Reese Stevens. Stevens comes back off on top. Hartwick into the corner, looking inside now. They'll go back. Here's the bread and butter for them. Off the block. The pass comes out on top. Two on the shot clock, one on the shot clock. They don't get it away. Talked about it. It was part of your L&L construction keys to the game. Lady Raymond's needing to play that good defense, and they showed it right there. An excellent job. In and out of the game, LSUA is going to bring Armani Gray in and bring Justice Chung out, and we go inside 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 14-8. It is low scoring. Benedictine is probably okay with that. Here's a 17-footer. Got it! Lauren Dubert's on the board. Her first point to the game. And it's 16-8. Benedictine by 8 with 1:40 to go in the first. Now you're going to see the Generals spreading the floor a little bit. They'll go back door, reverse layup, off the backboard, no. And Raymond's didn't hustle after the rebound. Generals are going to take it back. They'll go three. Missed that one. Jacobs will not hesitate on this rebound and clears it away. Brueggemann in the look away. Goes over to the right side to Dubert. Her body's all over the floor. Then the ball gets loose. LSUA picks it up and reaches across. Brueggemann is going to pick up a foul. That'll be the first foul of the game by Benedictine. It'll belong to Riley Brueggemann. Kennedy Nicholson will come back in for Brueggemann. And for Benedictine, they have rotated out and now rotated back in the entire starting five. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Roddinghouse. With a minute to go, baseline three is going to be up. It's no good. Offensive putback is up and in. And I'll tell you what, Bernadetta Paracci's done a nice job coming back into the ball game. She started, had a little slow start. They took her out. Since she's come back in, she's gotten a little bit hot. It's now 16-10. Benedictine by a half a dozen. In the last minute of the first, left side, Dubert goes three, hits three. Lauren Dubert's fifth point of the game. 19-10, Lady Ravens with their largest lead. 37 seconds to go in the first. Pressure, the ball, into the forecourt in front of the BC bench. Driving into the lane, no room. Out on top, squaring up, going three, way short. Rebound, Dubert. She's up the floor. She is one on four. Takes it to the rack anyway. Goes up and hits it. Through four defenders. No teammates on the other end of the floor with her. Dubert's got seven. He's now 21-10, Benedictine. A double-digit lead, 13 seconds left in quarter one. Quickly over to the right side, it's going to be Stevens. Generals will take it to the edge. Go into the lane. Travel with the basketball. There's no whistle. No, they're just going to say it goes out of bounds. Good enough. We'll take it. 5 seconds left. Generals are going to be putting it into play at the baseline to the right side of the lane. And again, good smart play. You bring in the big post. She's been the biggest problem for the Ravens tonight. and back into the game is going to come Young. You'll know they're looking for her on this inbound. She's on the left side of the baseline. Looking for her. They're going to have to come way out on top. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. The drive right. The ball loose. The desperation shot not close. That's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the court after one in Tennessee. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 21. LSU Alexandria 10.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Well, the end of the opening quarter, the Benedictine Lady Ravens have forged a double-digit lead. They're in front, 21-10 over LSU Alexandria. Look at that opening quarter scoring for you for LSUA. Pace it away, Justice Young and Benedetta Paracci, each with four. Thank you. The other two for the Generals belong to Jewel Jones. For the Lady Ravens, all starters plus one have gotten on the scoring column, and Lauren Dubert has led the pack. She's got seven. It has been a four-point opening quarter for Riley Rodinghouse, three each. Kennedy Nicholson and Josie Wise with a couple of long shots, and two apiece, Jennifer Jacobs and Nicole Stork. LSU shooting 29% from the floor. There's that defense coming into play. 5 of 17 shooting. Benedictine is 8 of 19, hitting 42% from the floor. 3-point shooting LSU, 0 for 5. Benedictine, 3 of 7. We go to the second quarter. Generals are going to have the ball in play to begin it, and here we go. LSU with a basketball way up top side. Paracci and Young both in the game. And right now, they have been the 1-2 punch for this team. Paracci will spin, turn left-handed shot. No. But Young is going to be able to secure the rebound, tip it out on top. LSUA is going to continue to maintain control of the basketball. Here's Young. Drops the shoulder, goes in, and puts Rodinghouse on the floor. She is woozy. I'm telling you what, Young dropped his shoulder, lifted it up, and went in really, really hard. Logan. And 9:29 to go. And now they got a towel on her head. I'm afraid she may be bleeding. She is. That was a hard shot. They're going to take a little bit of a look at this, and we're going to take a little bit of a break, Joseph, a 30, if you'd be so kind. 9:29 to go in the half. Lady Ravens leading it 21-10.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
So the officials will come over to the scorer's table. They're going to review the video and see if there was any intent with that hard shoulder that went into the middle. And while they're over here checking out the video, it's a great chance for me to remind you, are you ready for this? Fish Tacos. Yes, they are back. Fish Tacos are back at Donko John's for a limited time. Reel them in today. It is Friday. So reel them in. Fish Tacos at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. 9:29 to go in the second quarter. And now they continue to discuss it, and now they're over having a chat with head coach Billy Perkins for LSUA. And the winner of this game two that is going on right now between Benedictine and the Lady Generals, going to be up against the Wildcats, the host team here for Bethel. Cleveland had absolutely no difficulty. I don't have the number in front of me. It is about a 30-point win over Sterling in game one here this evening. So that is who the opponent will be. We'll see how that all, who that's going to be. And again, the officials are here taking plenty of time eyeing this up, looking it over. And also, I'm going to tell you, you need to go to MSCSports.net. The guys have been, sideline to sideline across the Sunflower State covering state championship basketball today. And I'm going to tell you, they've got some great coverage. They've had some great games. And all of the reports and the scores and all of that are on the MSCSports.net site. So you can see how your teams did, how your opponent's teams have done, how your fellow conference teams have done, and see the matchups for the third place and championship games tomorrow, many of which are going to be heard on this family of stations. And the fact that these guys are still talking about it makes me think that they must feel that they had seen something. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Nothing. Okay, fair enough. 9:29 to go. They give it a look, and they eye it up, and it is going to be said there's nothing going on. It will be Benedictine basketball. Yes. Ronnie House out of the ball game. They took her off the floor and are giving her a little bit of a look-see. Coming into the game is going to be Carmen Morales for Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens with four starters and Carmen out there right now. Hubert with the basketball up top side. Will feed Jacobs on the floor once. Spins, underhand shot, up missing. Rebound is on the hardwood, and Generals are going to pick it up. Up the floor with it. It'll come with Martin Hartwick.
41!
Hartwick has it top side, dumps it over to the right, kicks it over there to Jones. Jones back to Paracci. Way out on top, Gray. They'll swing it all the way to the baseline left. Shot clock is now in single digits. They'll bring it up on top. They're wanting Young again. The drive to the right side. A little wild shot trying to draw the foul, and then the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. On that play, Amani Green took it all the way to the right side. She's like, I can't get this shot in, but I'm going to launch one. Hoping to draw a foul, get a couple of free throws. It hits the side of the backcourt. It was not close. The defender did a great job of staying away, and Benedictine coming up over to basketball. Here comes Jacobs. Cut through a couple of defenders. Her shot's too hard. Rebound underneath to Carmen. Puts it out on top. Stepping inside is going to be Lauren. Goes from 12. It's too strong. Rebound is getting away. It's going to get out of play. It's going to be off Josie. 8:25 to go in the opening half. Neither team set the world on fire here in quarter number two. Matter of fact, neither team has put a point on the board yet in quarter number two. And we're over a minute and a half going on 2 minutes in. LSU with a steal of the backcourt. Raven battling it up the floor. Up the floor. Did she make it? No! 10-second violation. And the Lady Raven defense has come to play tonight. What an excellent job of playing off the basketball. And that's going to get Coach Perkins to take Dana Martin Hartwick out of the game. They're going to come over and have a chat with her and remind her how important it is to get that thing across the timeline. Benedictine with a basketball cross court. It's going to go to Josie. Into the corner. Baseline. Kennedy. It's three. It's short. And rebound swept down by Jones. Generals back up with it. Jones down the right side in front of the Lady Raven bench. Gets it off a little bit of motion. Play to Gray. She'll start to the top. Change direction. Shot blocked by Morales. Here comes Benedictine. Lauren Dubert up the floor. Kicks it over to Kennedy. Out on top, Lauren. Again, Nicholson. Underneath it goes Jacobs. Topside Josie. That's her shot. And it's good. It rattled around a minute, but it went home. Josie Weiser has six. 24-10 Lady Ravens at 7.5 to go in the opening half. LSUA down the court. Jones. They have brought Stevens into the game to play that point guard. Reese, a 5'3" freshman. And again, another diminutive player. Reese will go three now. And on the floor, Carmen clears down the board. Here comes Dubert. Lauren starts left, goes into the lane, changes directions, off-balance shot, no, but she gets fouled. That whistle's going to be on Young. Justice picking up the personal foul. It will be her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Coming back into the game is going to be Addison Walker, the sophomore from Gilmer, Texas, at 5'9" for Alexandria. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Lauren Dubert steps up. Lauren, pretty decent free throw shooter on the season. Not looking at her numbers, but I would say low 70s. First one is up. Say that, and it goes down. No good. It rims away. Dubert with 7 points, still looking for number 8. 7:07 to go in the half. Second free throw on its way. That one is going to be short, and the rebound is out of play. Raven basketball, and it is going to be off Parachi. It throws a little bit of a fit out of the floor. Now, here's the deal. You can try to express your discontent, but what you can't let that do is affect your play. And we'll see how that happens or doesn't happen here for Parachi. Ravens go left side. Jacobs with the assist to Morales. And Jennifer Jacobs has 4. Benedictine has forged a 26-10 lead. Their largest of the game. And the ball is on the floor. Picked up Nicholson. Here comes Kennedy. She'll go across the left side. In the middle of JJ. Stops. Comes off on top Morales. Goes over to the right side. The 3. Josie. No. Rebound. Cleared away. Parachi swing with the elbow, clears it out. And up with it is going to come. LUSA down the floor. Harwick back in the game. Runner. It's thrown out of bounds. I wasn't sure if it came up and hit the side of the backboard or if it was swatted and knocked back and hit the side of the backboard. But at either rate, it will come back in again to Alexandria. Martin Hardwick in, and wait a minute, USA is also going to try to run Armani Gray in, but not in time until she gets to the scorer's table. Parachi is going to take the inbound pass. He's into the lane, changing directions. That was a pretty move, but the shot doesn't go down. That was a nice bit of a move inside for Trashira Harry. Here's a 3 for Josie. Climbs out, no good. Out of bounds, Raven basketball. I will say, Coach Billy Perkins for LSUA, he does the revolving door. I mean, he has constantly got a player coming in and out. There's no dead ball that happens, I feel, when he does not have a player at the scorer's table or coming to the scorer's table to check into the game. And now they're going to have that check in. Back in is going to come Justice. So Justice Young back in for Benedetta Parachi. Ravens will bring it in. Brueggemann pulls up. Jump shot. Too strong. Rebound. Out of play. And it's going to be off Stork. So Benedictine's got Nicole Stork and Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Brueggemann, and Kennedy Nicholson. We're 6 minutes to go in the opening half. And as quickly as I go through that, coming into the game for the first time tonight for the Lady Ravens is going to be their 6th senior. And that is the 5'9", Riley Wade out of Olathe, Kansas. 26-10 Benedictine. Alexandria races up the floor, goes right side, and trying to play off the screen. A little bump, little collision, little stumble, little travel. And there's going to be the turnover. 5:55 to go in the first half. Wade will get into the game, and she'll be out there with Jacobs and Brueggemann. Wait a minute. Stork and Nicholson. Fisher down the deep baseline is going to have him re-inbound it back. And, okay, I think we're all satisfied. Here we go. Brueggemann goes left side. Wade comes to the top. Bounce pass right side. Nicholson into the lane. Jacobs feeds to Stork. She tries to go up. Kind of got banged around in a lot of traffic. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll come back to the Lady Ravens. 15 on the shot clock and 5:39 to go in the half. Benedictine has only trailed once in the game, and that was after the first bucket when LSU goes up 2-0. Brueggemann sidesteps, goes from 16, not the rim, no good. Rebound, Alexandria. Great, coming up with a basketball. Here they come. That was a little double dribble, and they'll say no. 5:27 to go in the first half. Back out on top, it's going to be Hartwick. Here's a 3, looks good, won't drop. Rebound, Nicholson. Ravens back. Here's Brueggemann. skip pass into the lane. JJ, rotate, shot block. Great defensive play underneath by the Generals. And now coming back the other way, it's going to be stolen. Benedictson, is he going to get the shot? No. Out on top, here's the three. Kennedy for three. And that will precipitate a timeout by Coach Perkins. Nicholson has six. Benedictson has his largest lead of the game. Shows up, we have a timeout. It's 4:57 to go in the half. Benedictson 29. LSU Alexandria 10.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
A 4:57 to go in the half, and LSUA hasn't scored yet in this quarter. They haven't scored since just a little over a minute to play in the first quarter. So they've gone 6-plus minutes without a point. That's not good. And I'm no basketball mind, you know. No Krzyzewski here, but I'm telling you, they got to do better. 4:50 to play. Ball still in the backcourt. LSU still in the backcourt, just across the time. Coach Folsom on his feet. He thought his team had held him again. Generals over to the right side, working in front of the Raven bench, work to the baseline, dump to the corner. They'll bring it on top. Shot clock to 6. Shot clock to 5. The off-balance shot hits the back of the rim, and the high rebound nicely saved by LSUA. Shot clock gets reset to 20, and they'll bring it back off on top to Hartwick. Shield with the left hand, rotate over to the left side, plays off the screen, goes underneath, the crossover layup, no good. Rebound Nicholson. Benedictson looking to go up 20, and they will. It's a layup on the other end by Roddinghouse. 31-10. 4 minutes to go in the first half. And still, LSUA hasn't scored in 7-plus minutes. Here's a baseline shot. Air ball. Rebound. Brueggemann had it. Gets tripped. Got fouled. The foul is going to be on number 25, Jewel Jones. Back into the game for LSUA. Here's a player that I like watching. She's fun to watch on the floor. She's kind of an emotional player out of the court for LSUA, and that is Anaya Roundtree, the 5'3" junior. Ravens on top, and Wade wanted to take the shot. Instead, throws it across. Here's the shot. They're going to score. Driving to the other end of the floor, and the bucket is going to be up and good. Knocking that one in, and the first point of the second quarter for LSUA at 3:25 to go. It's 31-12. Three-pointer. It's Nicholson again. Her third three of the game. 34-12. Benedictson by 22. LSU in the backcourt. Beats it out on top. The drive right. The look-away pass goes into the corner. Parachi has it. Little left-hand dribble. Goes baseline. Shot rejected by Roddinghouse. Here comes Brueggemann down the floor, left side, kick back pass. Nicholson loses it. It's going to sit the sideline, and Benedictson with a little bit of a turnover. And 2 minutes and 46 to go, first half. Generals are going to bring it in. Jones will do the inbound. Step of the backcourt with Gray. Lobs it up the floor, back to Jones. Passes top side to Gray. Kicks it into the corner. Here's a three from the corner. That is from the left side for LSUA. Three-point shot, Roundtree. 34-15. And we've got 2:22 to go in the half. Benedictson with a commanding lead at this point of the game. He's over to the right side. Brueggemann for three. That'll be a little bit short. And the rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Stork is able to tip it out on top. Gets it to Brueggemann. The feed to the free throw line. Back over to the right side. Wade will pull up from 17. Yep, Riley Wade for two. Her first point. And it's 36-15. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half now. LSUA. Quickly back to the right side, Roundtree. Dribbled toward the top. Now into the middle, slipping and falling and going to the floor, and that will be the first foul of the second quarter by the Lady Ravens. The foul is going to be on Riley Wade. And Benedictine has committed one foul in the first quarter, one foul in the second quarter, and we're down to a minute 40 to go in the half. And BC is going to rotate in most of the starting five. It's good to see. Out of the court, Riley Rodinghouse. She seems to be just fine. Here's a shot, right side, off the window, no rebound, Josie. Here comes Benedictine. And in fact, it is going to be the starting five back in there for Coach Folsom. Left side, baseline, three ball, no. Rebound, Josie, fouling from behind. Trying to scramble after that rebound. The foul is going to be on Weiser, and we're down to the last minute, 23 to go in the second quarter. Generals will walk it up the floor. Gray comes it over to the left side to Roundtree. She'll take it across midcourt. Gray deliberately dribbling the basketball with that right hand. Crosses back over to the left and again to the right. Goes to the right side. Going from side to side. The clock just rolling down. We're down at a dozen. Can't shake her defender. The feet to the left block. Back and in. And again, that shoulder. The shot goes up. No. Rebound, Benedictine. That's just a strong, strong move in the middle by Young. Ravens with the ball. Top side, Jacobs. Jacobs goes to the lane. Jacobs' shot's going to be batted away. Nice job by Young coming up with a defensive play. And we're 40 seconds to go in a half. Roundtree backs away a little bit. That high, sweeping hand beside the ball dribble. Comes out on top, Parachi. Back left to Jones. Feet side of the lane. Backing away, twisting, turning. Shot up, no. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. 18 to go in the half. BC will likely look for the final shot. Coach Folsom on his feet. I think that's what he's looking for. That sign is either last shot or hook 'em horns. That Texas lost to Tennessee today. Here's a running shot. Up, missing. Rebound, Jacobs. To go. She gets fouled. Yeah, I listened to the SEC tournament on the way to the game today because, let's face it, I'm in Tennessee. What else am I going to hear on the radio, right? So, there was that. Ravens coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Amani Gray. Free throw? Short. Jennifer Jacobs out of Cape and Mount Carmel, Wichita, Kansas. 4 points so far tonight. And there are 2.8 seconds to go in the half. Check a free throw. Yes. 37 to 15. For the second time, Benedictine leading it by 22. Inbound, half court, Paracci. Oh, that was a nice throw. It came off the rim, but it didn't go in. And that will take us to halftime. We'll return to summarize the opening half for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 37. LSU Alexandria, 15.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131. In Hiawatha.
team is taking a bit of a break, headed to the locker room. It's halftime, and for the Benedict and Lady Ravens, it has been a very good first half indeed. They lead 37-15 over LSU Alexandria. Let's kind of recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the LSU team, leading the way, come off the bench, actually, to lead the way for LSU. You had 5 first half points for Anaya Roundtree. 5 points in only 6 minutes, 2 of 3 shooting the ball, including 1 of 1 3-point shooting. 4 points each then from the 4-5 combination of Bendetta Paracci and Justice Young. And the other 2 points, well, they belong to Jewel Jones. Jewel on 1 of 8 shooting in the course of that first half. How about the Lady Ravens? What a nice first half. The starting group, 9 for Kennedy Nicholson, 3 3-point shots. She's 3 of 5 from 3-point range. 7 in the first half for Lauren Dubert, 6 each. Josie Weiser and Riley Roddinghouse and Jennifer Jacobs with 5. Those are the starters for Benedictine. Coming off the bench, Riley Wade and Nicole Stork have each knocked down 2 points. Looking at the shooting percentages so far, LSUA hitting 21% from the floor on 7 of 33. Benedictine, not red hot, 14 of 38. That's good for 37%. From the outside, the Generals, 1 of 10. Again, they like to score and need to score. Lady Raven defense is not giving them any kind of a good look at all. 1 of 10 from outside, 10%. BC, 6 of 15. 3-point shooting for 40%. LSUA has not had a free throw opportunity today, and the Lady Ravens not shooting them that well, 3 of 7. The BC defense, we mentioned it in the keys of the game, they have been phenomenal. They have forced 11 first-half turnovers and turned that into 9 points. And Benedictine has out-rebounded LSUA to the tune of 24-17. So all of those things would point. You look at the score sheet, and sometimes you look at a score sheet and it doesn't reflect the scoreboard at all. This time it does. Look at that score sheet, you think the Lady Ravens are going to be ahead by quite a bit. They are. It is a massive Benedictine lead here at halftime. And a second half like this, Lady Ravens will be playing tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The winner of this game, as we mentioned earlier, will ultimately be playing the team who won game one here today, and that was the host Bethel University Wildcats. Bethel knocked off Sterling out of the KCAC in game one here tonight. And so it will be Bethel and the winner of this one, 4 o'clock tomorrow, for the right to go to the Tyson Center. That, tell you what, that's going to bring us to a little bit of a break. We're going to take a timeout. Going to kick it back to Joseph. He's going to recap you a lot of the stuff that's been going on all around today. And we'll be back. Second half coming up live here on Kit Radio. But right now, with the halftime score, we're in McKenzie, Tennessee. Lady Ravens 37, Louisiana State University, Alexandria 15. Back we go to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. It's a postseason halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance,
7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right now as we're bringing you Benedictine Lady Ravens basketball as they are on the road taking part in postseason play against LSU Alexandria. We will return to Tom Kautz courtside in just a few moments. We do have quite a lot on tap and a lot of exciting games going on across northeastern Kansas. I'll be back with those scores in just a moment.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, I do have some finals to report in girls basketball and a couple in boys basketball, as well as we are in that time of the year that is state championship time. It was Seaman girls over Hanover, 55-49. Silver Lake ladies topped Hessen, 65-58. The Hanover ladies had a good day over Lebo, 37-34. It was the Lynn ladies at 54 points to Attica's 39. And in a much-watched game in this area, it was Centralia girls beating Troy, 58-40. Troy will be playing for third place tomorrow, and of course the Centralia girls will be going back to the state championship tomorrow as well. We will have those games broadcast over here at Hot Country, or across the MSC radio network, and we'll have that information for you in the morning. It was Mound Ridge boys over Valley Falls with a final score of Mound Ridge 74 to Valley Falls 46. And Johnson Brock beat McCool Junction 53-36. Taking a look at Heart of America Athletics Conference play. Kansas Westland beat Mid-America Nazarene 70-69 in Olathe just a little while ago. It was about 3 minutes or so left in the third. I'm sorry, with 45 seconds left in the third. Grandview ladies are leading Olivet Nazarene 72-59. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 37 points to LSU Alexandria 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A high wind warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. A red flag warning continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Overcast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. As the weather has calmed down wind-wise here in Kansas, I-35 and I-70 have both been reopened. I-35 was reopened at Colby, in Linn County, and I-70 was reopened out in Colby. Here in Atchison, we're sitting at 62 degrees with cloudy conditions. We've got winds right now out of the south at about 18 miles per hour with gusts up to 22 miles per hour currently. We also have current conditions of humidity sitting at 20%, the dew point 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure falling at 29.94 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Once again to McKenzie, Tennessee, where we're getting set to go to the second half of today's ball game. The Benedictine Lady Ravens with a halftime lead 37-15 over the Louisiana State University Alexandria Generals. Welcome back. Thanks to Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studios, taking such good care of us. Joseph, well done, young man. Thank you very, very much. Getting set to go for the second half, and it is going to be, let me see who we've got out here. For LSUA, it's going to be Dana Martin-Hartwick and Amani Gray, Jewel Jones, Benedetta Paracci, and Justice Young, their original starting five. By the way, these starters, they've always been brought to you by Hundley Liquor. You got to start off that weekend holiday or party. Start Hundley Liquor. You got to go to the hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's our friends in Hundley Liquor for Benedict, and it'll be the starting seniors, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Jubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. Ball comes in. LSUA has it. We are back underway in the second half. Welcome. Here's a long cross-court pass, and LSUA is going to throw it away 10 seconds into the second half. Games going on with teams around the conference. It is Grandview up 76-59 early in the fourth quarter in their game with Olivet Nazarene. And, by the way, it was the Peru State guys losing today, 83-69 at Bethel, Indiana. Baseline shot. There's three for Josie. Deep in the right corner. And Benedictine continues to extend his lead. Josie's got nine. It is 40-15. Lady Ravens up 25. And we're 9:20 to go in the third quarter. For LSUA, it is crucial to get some points soon. And trying to get themselves crawling back into this game. And just like that, that's how you do it. You hit the bucket, you draw the foul, and you go to your dependable big in the middle, and that is going to be Justice Young. Justice picks up her sixth point of the game, leads her team in scoring, and it's a plus one. The foul is going to be on Rodney House. The free throw is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Josie. It is 47-17. Benedictine. Three-point baseline shot up, no. Rebound pulled down, Jacobs. Out on top, Nicholson. There's the three, Kennedy. She's got her fourth three of the ball game. 43-17, Benedictine by 26. 8:40 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens have not taken their foot off the throttle here as they come out of the locker room in the second half. Over to the left block, Parachi backing in, twist, turns, lean, shoots, gets it. Nice job by Benedetta Parati. Parachi has 6, 43-19. Benedict will feed. There's nobody with Jacob. She's all alone and undefended. Give her 2. 7 for JJ. 45-19. Boy, scoring has really come out hot and heavy to begin the second half. These teams are getting up and down the floor and putting some points on the board. There's going to be a foul on Jacobs. Jennifer picking up her first foul of the game. Benedictine with their first foul of the, or excuse me, their second foul of the third quarter. We're on Rodinghouse and now on Jacobs. Inbounds, going to be stolen by the Ravens. Benedictine up the floor. Dubert. She'll wind up the right side. Here's Nicholson, 3. That one's going to be a little bit short. Rebound, JJ, follow-up, no. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. It will be LSUA basketball. At 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in those home whites with red and black. They act like they're feeling like they play at home. Leading here by 26. Pass to the middle, knocked away by Josie. She'll pick it up off the dribble. Outlet up the floor. And as Lauren Dubert goes to the rack, she's going to get fouled. Dubert going to be coming to the free throw line. And the foul is on Dana Hartwick. Going to be the first foul of the quarter. A little code red. I'm sorry, I got to hang up on that one. 7:35 to go. At the line, the free throw, yeah. Lauren Dubert's 8th point of the game. Benedictine with Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Rodinghouse. And players falling into the lane all over the place, and it is going to be a defensive infraction, so the bucket is good. The free throw counts for Dubert. It is now 47-19. Benedictine up some 28 now. 7:20 to go in the third. Nice little jump shot. Won't fall in for Parachi. And here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens outlet. Here's Josie. Head fakes her defender. Launches 3. Too strong. Rebound JJ. Back to Josie. Out on top Lauren. Left side Kennedy. She'll go 3. Yes, it's good. Kennedy Nicholson picking up her 15th point on 5 threes. Lady Ravens are going to run away with this. It's now 50-19. The feed right, the hook shot, nicely done. That was a power move in the middle by Justice Young. 50-21, 6:45 to go. Third quarter has been an absolute scoring fest. Nicholson for 3. Oh, yeah, Kennedy. Her third three of the quarter, her sixth three of the game, a timeout. LSUA will take it a break with 6.5 to go in the third. It's all Lady Ravens. Benedictine 53. Generals 21.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
It is
still relatively early in the second half, 6:31 to go in the third quarter, but you've got to be asking yourself, is the chasm too deep? 53-21. Benedictine leading it by 32. So, that is a huge, huge deficit. Lady Ravens continue to shoot well, and now from three-point range, they're hitting, what, 45% on 10 of 22? They're hitting 41% from the floor at 19 of 46. LSUA, 27% from the floor and 1 of 10 from outside. And now the Ravens are going to steal the inbound. Dubert lays it up and in. Lauren with 11, 55-21. You take a timeout and you come right out and turn it over in the first 4 seconds and give up a layup uncontested. 6:15 to go, and we're going to get a little defensive pressure on Lauren. She's got that grin going on out there because you got to admit it, she's probably feeling pretty okay with how things are going right now. It'll be Lauren's first foul of the ball game, and back into the game for LSUA is going to come Anaya Roundtree. Roundtree, little hook pass, comes out on top. Taken there by Paracci. She'll go to the left side. Norris is in the game. We have not seen her today. Roundtree, oh, that was a pretty pass! And then they didn't finish, but getting an offensive rebound and putting it back up and in is going to be Justice Young. 55-23. 5:47 to go. Quarter number three. It's a big number for Benedictine. 55 with still over half of the third quarter to go. Here's Nicholson right side. She'll pull up for the long two. Kicks out. No. Rebound Young. Back with it. Will come the Generals. Martin Hartwick dumps it over to the left side to Paracci. Jacobs defends her. Paracci will back away, pull up the jump shot. Nope. Rebound slapped out on top where Nicholson is right on the spot. Just take it away. Bring it across midcourt. Lady Ravens are going to run the offense. We are midpoint of the third quarter. It's a 55-23 Benedictine lead. The ball lobbed out on top. Over to the right side. We're going to get Riley Wade in the game. She must have just come in during that timeout. And Wade's cross-court pass at the baseline is going to be stolen. LSUA is coming up with a basketball. They'll feed it across. A nice save underneath. The layup won't fall. Rebound Wade. Benedictine back up court. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Underneath. The hook shot is good for Dubert. 57-23. 4:20 to go in the third. Back and in. Paracci. She'll cut to the right. Has the ball knocked away from her. Dubert's going to pick it up off the floor. Ravens are going to go 2-on-2. Skip pass underneath. Nicholson, no, it won't drop. She's got a big old smile. She said, that was going to be a really pretty good shot, but then it wouldn't fall for her. And with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Generals are back up the floor. Benedictine up 57-23. On the left side, spinning in. The Raven defense has been superb. Here's a long shot. It's going to be good. How about Justice Young? 57-25, 3:40 to go. Those may be the first back-to-back buckets by LSU in since maybe the opening quarter. 3:36 to go. Nicholson for three. That one doesn't drop. Rebound taken away by Jacobs from 17. No. Rebound Rodinghouse to Dubert. Ravens are going to reset. Comes out on top, Jacobs. She'll start right. Goes Nicholson. Shot clock at a dozen. Dubert in the lane, kicks it back. Three-point shot. No. And the defensive board pulled down by the Generals. And up the floor with it, here comes Martin Hartwick. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hartwick falling away. Shot straight on line, but a little too long. Rebound Jones doesn't get it. Rebound Nicholson gets pumped a little bit. There's no whistle. Here comes Kennedy. She does not normally bring the ball up the floor very capably. Does it? Here's a hook shot left side. No, but a foul and coming to the line. It'll be Rodinghouse. The foul is going to be assessed to Justice Young. And prior to the free throws, we're going to get a media break. Time out of the corner, Kieran. Tennessee at 2:48 to go in the third quarter. It continues to be all Lady Ravens. Benedict at 57. LSUA 25.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
I don't think there's any question that big crowd we had here for game one, and it was here for a little bit of game two. They've all gone home, and those were all Bethel University fans who are just going to kind of, you know, put the eyes on the opponent for tomorrow, whomever it might be. And I think that they've all gone home thinking they have an idea who they're going to be. I think they're right. Benedict and Michigan with 2:48 to go in the third quarter, 57-25. The Generals coming out of the court in the black uniforms. We verified that. It is black with gold, white, and purple trim. Benedict in those familiar home whites with red and black. And for the Lady Ravens, we're going to get Nicole Stork in the game. She'll be on the right side of the lane. In the backcourt, we're going to get Riley Brueggemann. And also, we're going to get Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska. 2:48 to go, and at the line, it is going to be the old Thunder players. A free throw is up, and Riley hits it. Riley Rottinghouse. One more shot, and that one's going to rim out. No rebound. Josie doesn't get it. Rebound. Generals. So Rottinghouse hits one of the free throws. And here comes LSUA. 2.5 to go in the third. Here's a 15-foot little one-handed runner. Oh, it got the roll. Amani Gray, her first points of the evening. And it is 58-27. Down the right side, Bauman feeds in the middle. Rottinghouse goes up, gets fouled again. The whistle is going to be on Amani Gray. It'll be her third foul. Yeah. Got her for more than that, but okay. And Riley back at the free throw line. Now, Riley struggled a little at the free throw line. She's a good free throw shooter. Puts this one up, gets it in. So Rottinghouse. One more shot, and she'll get that one. So that will make her, what, 3 of 5 at the free throw line this evening. Benedictine scoring at 60th point, going up 60-27. Rottinghouse rotates out, and here's Carmen back at the game. Carmen Morales, the 6'3" freshman for BC. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. LSUA's also gone to the bench and have brought Reese Stevens in. The feet underneath. Josie with the block. Slapping the ball out of the hands of Treshira Harry. Harry is 6 foot tall, is on the left side of the bucket going for the layup, and Josie just threw that thing into the crowd. 60-27. Brueggemann, Weiser, Bauman, Morales, and Stork. So Josie, the only starter, still out there. And she'll slap the inbound out of play again. And again, it'll be LSUA. This time they'll inbound it in front of their team bench. Coming in, going to be Paracci and Jones. Inside 2 minutes of play in the third. Not sure we'll see any BC starters. Maybe they'll start for a minute in the fourth quarter, but probably not a lot. Paracci will take the inbound and back away. She is not comfortable dribbling the basketball. That's not her job, her forte. Roundtree, she will. She does. Drives in, gets triple team, lobs it out on top of her teammates. Going to be stolen. Here comes Josie. Beats Paracci. Paracci reaches in, knocks the ball out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds back to the Generals. With a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. That reminds me, JP shared something with me here a second ago. I gotta check and see where that's at. Kennedy, and I don't know when that was, 44. Kennedy is at 999 career points. That shot in and out, no. Rebound. Here come the Ravens. JP, if you refresh me on that number, we'll see, is the whistle blows away from the ball. A foul is going to be on Carmen Morales. Carmen picking up her first foul. How about the kind of game that Kennedy Nicholson has had? 18 points, 6 threes. One in the first, two in the second, three in the third for Nicholson. We're on the right side, Generals. Here's the top of the key. Shot for three is up and good. Jones has five. 60-30. And on the inbound, we have a foul on LUSA and Jones. It's going to be her second personal foul. It'll be team foul four. And Stork will inbound it. Okay, Kennedy Nicholson comes into the game. 999 career points, and she is back in now. See if she can get to a grand here tonight. Rocky Top might become her favorite song of all time. Here's the outlet. No, Kennedy will share it. Carmen, slay up, no. Rebound, Nicholson. Kennedy will dribble it off on top to Stork, to Nicholson. The long three, way short. Rebound is going to go out of play, out of fly. Their teammates know she's at 999. They're patting her on the back. Somebody has let the cat out of the bag here. They are feeding Nicholson a little bit. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. She's going to hit a grand tonight. Out on top, Alexandria. Walker goes right side to Roundtree. Roundtree, here's a 17-footer, Parachi, nope, rebound, slapped out, it's going to be saved, LSUA. Shot clock's off, 15 to go in the quarter, the shot in the middle, no, rebound, pulled down by Carmen, she goes to the floor, we get a whistle with 8 seconds left, and I don't know who, somebody's shooting free throws, because both teams were at four, and it is going to be Morales shooting free throws, having been fouled here by Jewel Jones. Jewel picking up her third foul. And coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, Carmen Morales. Carmen, no points in the game yet. She has taken one shot tonight. She's got three rebounds, one assist, one foul, free throw perfect. Carmen Morales on the board. One more shot for Carmen out of Granada, Spain. This one, yeah, yeah. Right through there. 62-30. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Round three. No. Rebound, Ravens. Three quarters done. We're going to the fourth in Tennessee. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 62. LSU Alexandria, 30.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
All right, welcome back to the campus of Bethel University, McHenry, Tennessee, and the site of this first and second round of the NAIA Women's National Basketball Tournament. Lady Ravens go to the fourth quarter with a commanding 62-30 lead. LSUA is led by Justice Young. From the post, she's gotten 12 points, the only player on her team at double-figure scoring for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. So far, she is 6 of 11 from outside with 18 points, and she has 999 career points, looking to get to 1,000, and they've got her out there. Nicholson will be the only starter on the floor for Benedict, and they want to get this out of the way here tonight. Thank you. Over to the left side is going to be Brueggemann. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Bauman, Morales, and Stork. Driving across is going to be Bauman. Again, they want to feed, I think, Nicholson. Shot clock at 7. Out on top, Brueggemann. Kicks it to Nicholson. She'll go 3. No, it doesn't go down. Rebound, LSUA. 9:20 to play in the game. Lady Ravens up by 32. Feed over the left side, stolen by Brueggemann. She's 1-on-2, goes to the other end of the floor, lays it up and in. Riley Brueggemann, her first point. And now she'll steal it again, and she'll score it again. So Brueggemann, back-to-back, steals back-to-back buckets, 66-30. 8:50 to go. LSU Alexandria will feed right block going in. Prochdy's shot rolls and rolls and rolls. No good. Morales clears it down. Here's Brueggemann. You know they got to be looking Nicholson. There she is. She'll spot up. Is this it? No. Rebounding it down in the corner. BC will bring it back up on top. They'll go underneath. Stork. No, got fouled. Foul is going to be on Justice Young. So for Justice, what is that, 3? One in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. And Benedictine is going to be kind of interesting what they've done here. They're going to take Michaela Bauman out of the game. They're going to bring Lauren Dubert back in. Free throw up and good. Coach Folsom has called Nicholson over to him during that first free throw, which was good for Stork. He had a little chat with her. I know he's telling her, just take a deep breath. Let's just get this finished. Second free throw. Rolled in. Took it a minute for Nicole Stork. She's 4-4 at the free throw line. That's where she's gotten all of her points tonight. It is 68-30 Benedictine. And 8:17 to go. Quickly to the right side. Dropping back. Falling away. That was a pretty shot. Up and good by Justice Young. And now she's at 14 points. 8 minutes to go. Brueggemann goes all the way to the baseline, dribbles it off on top. Dubert will launch the 3 and hit it. Lauren says, look how easy that is. She's got 16. It is 71-32. 7:40 to go. A long 3 on the other end. Rebound Dubert. 2 defenders collapse around her, and the official down at the baseline says, a foul on Jones. That'll be her 4th. And Stork will come out. JJ back in. So we got Jacobs and Morales, Dubert, Nicholson, and Brueggemann. And it is Riley Brueggemann up the floor. The sophomore goes right side, Nicholson, top side, Dubert. Ravens running a little weave here. Back over to the right side, Brueggemann. Out on top, Nicholson. Riley looks to the middle. Shot clock at 10. Ravens being patient. Brueggemann just steps back, shoots it up, missed it. Rebounding it away is going to be Young. Justice pulling down the board. 7 minutes to play. LSUA eases left side. Martin Hartwick, she's 0 for 5 shooting tonight. She is their leading scorer this season, averaging almost 14 a game. And now a collision, and we got a player on the floor, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, 6:53 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 71, the Generals 32.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
back with you here in Tennessee, where with 6:53 to go in the ballgame, it's a 71-32 contest. Benedictine with the commanding lead, and player being helped to his feet and being aided off the floor for LSUA. Always difficult thing to watch. I hate that. No matter who it is, what it is, what score is, anything about it, just don't like that. 71-32. And kind of sombering moment right here. All right, LSUA is going to, they're going to bring Norris into the game. So Kelly Norris, a 5'6 freshman from Rose Pine, Louisiana. Louisiana State University of Alexandria, they recruit really well from the home state. Lots of Louisiana athletes on there, and a couple three Texas players to go it out. Here's Nicholson. There it is! Kennedy Nicholson! And Benedictine going to take a timeout. They're going to enjoy that moment. Let's do it. Taking the break, Joseph. 6:35 to go in the game. Nicholson goes over 1,000 career points in the Lady Ravens lead at 74-32.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Calling you. 6:35 to go in the ball game, and the Lady Ravens looking forward, I think, maybe here pretty quickly to being in the championship game tomorrow, as it will be Benedictine and the host team, Bethel University, here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Around the conference, we mentioned already, it was a loss for the Mid-America Lady Pioneers, 70-69 today. However, Grandview with a win over Olivet Nazarene. They win at 95-77. And they're going to be playing Shawnee State tomorrow, who defeats Loyola, Louisiana, 70-62. Ball back into the forecourt. Here's Roundtree with it. Nice little skip pass. Takes it down to the block. The kick comes out on top. The shot clock's at 4. Roundtree goes in, twists, leans, turns, shoots. No. Josie boards it down. BC goes the other way. Gobs it over to the right side. Dubert thinks about the shot. Kicks it across the court where Roundtree slaps it out of bounds and down the hallway. In the game for Benedictine now is going to be Hattie Gross, the 5'8" freshman from Frankfort, Kansas. Her team's in the state tournament right now, right? Frankfort? Feel like that's correct. Here's a feed out on top to Hattie. Thought of, oh, I thought she was going to take that three. Goes to JJ. Feeds to Carmen, who has the ball taken away from her. They're going to call a jump ball. So, with 5:51 to go, Northwestern Iowa knocks off Grayson in men's college basketball tonight, 99-75. So there's that. And Dort got by the Castle Indian Nations University, 95-80 on the ladies' side. And we have a foul in the backcourt, and that's going to be 5. I believe that will be the 5th foul tonight for Justice Young. No? No, oh, excuse me, that's going to be 4. Justice came off the floor. And Justice, and I had a big smile, looked at the coach, I thought it was 5, coach. So, here we go. I like Coach Billy Perkins. 5.5 to go in the game. Here's Benedictine, Pete Morales.
skips it down low for Hattie, who had already cut to the outside, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. For Benedictine, Hattie Grooms to Josie Weiser, Diana Moser, Riley Wade, Carmen Morales. There's your Benedictine five on the floor. 5-20. That's still a lot of basketball to go. LSUA is going to bring Addison Walker in, a sophomore from Gilmer, Texas. Oh, a backdoor pass. The twist, the turn, can't get the shot away. They'll bring it back out top side. Stepping down the lane, no shot. Back on top. The three, no. Long board on the floor. Saved out on top. Young will corral it. Gets it over the round tree. Shot clock, 13, 12, 11. Round three. Attacks the bucket. Pulls up from 14. Doesn't get it. And the rebound this time to Moser. Moser to Josie. Swings it over to Hattie. Skips it right side. The shot's going to be blocked out of the hands of Riley Wade. Braves are going to save it. Here's the feed into the lane. Look away. The shot. Good. Give Moser the assist. Give Hattie Gross the bucket. Hey. Benedictine freshman from Frankfort, Kansas gets the score, and we will take a timeout. Yeah, they're going to make it a timeout. 4:20 to go in the game. Timeout of the floor. Lady Ravens up 76-32.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
That's what we're here in McKinsey, Tennessee. Coming out of the timeout, we get a quick foul, and it'll be LSU ain't coming to the free throw line. And Coach Folsom is the first free throw. It's up and good for Addison Walker. What Coach Folsom's doing is making sure that all of those young players are going to be able to tell their grandkids how they played in the national tournament, because he's rotated in just pretty much everyone now on the floor. Hattie Gross is out there. You've got Maggie Torber, Diana Moser, Shea Lewis, and Grace Dixon. All of them on the floor now for the Lady Ravens. 3 minutes and 45 to go. This is not just moments. This is a lot of PT, and now we're going to get a foul by Hattie. Yes. White uniform number four, Hattie Gross, foul number one. Here come the General, 76-34. Benedictine by 42. In this game, LSUA jumped down in front, 2-0. First bucket of the game. Ravens tied it less than a minute in and have not trailed since that. Here's a shot left side, up no. Rebound is going to be slapped out. Moser's going to let it go out of bounds. And which way is it going to go? It will be Generals basketball with 3:20 to go. Benedictine has hit 40% of all of its shots, 41% of its threes, and they have held LSUA to 13% from outside on 2 of 16 shooting and 26% from the floor. Our key to the game, one of the keys that we shared with you right out of the gate was how the defense had to play, and they have done exactly that. Here's a long three at the buzzer. It'll be up and good for LSUA and Martin Hartwick. Hey, you know what? Feeling a little hungry, right? Game's in the bag. You're like, gonna go out and have something to eat. What, think about this new Nacho Taco Bravo, okay? It is not your average taco. And you can get two of them for $6. That's at Taco John's. The new Nacho Taco Bravo. Bigger, bolder, better Taco John's. 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. LSUA coming up the floor. The Lady Ravens going to get a little nap in Tennessee tonight and be back here at this gym tomorrow. Here's a nice spinning move. The shot is up and good. Two minutes to go. That bucket was good by Young. She's having a great night, 16 points for LSUA. And we will have a foul, and that will be her fifth. Okay, a moment ago she had her fourth and thought maybe it was her fifth. And said no, and, well, that'll do it. Great game for this young lady, just as young, and only a sophomore, 6'1" out of Homer, Louisiana. We're going to get Coach Billy Perkins is going to get the starters off the floor, and 2:02 to go. Coming to the line for Benedictine, and that's going to be Grace Dixon, the junior from Manhattan, Kansas. Grace, 6'1", her free throw kicks away, won't go in. One more shot coming up for Grace. Little unusual style. That was perfect. 77-39 on the Grace Dixon free throw. LSUA having a little trouble getting the ball up the court, but they do. They'll dump it over to the left side. Reese Stevens in. Now the pass inside. Knocked for installing. Benedictine coming up with the ball. Maggie Tarber with the steal. And then a defender reaches in, ties it up. Jump ball. Back it will come to Benedictine. Gross and Tarber. Not fair. For Benedictine with Moser, Lewis, and Dixon. Now help me out here. Tarber and Gross. TDLers, right? I mean, I know that other broadcast guys could will be like lecturing me, but yeah, I believe that's right. Jump ball from underneath on the other end of the floor. This time, possession will go to the Generals. Minute and a half left. Here's the thing. Everybody's pretty much gone except a handful of folks who've come from Louisiana and a whole lot of people who have come to support these Lady Ravens tonight. They are sitting behind the BC bench in that quadrant of the gym. Shot up, falling away, no good by Roundtree. And here comes Moser for Benedictine. Moser double-teamed in the backcourt. She's in trouble, goes to the floor, jump ball. Two defenders surround her, do a nice defensive job, getting her tied up. Benedictine will be putting in a play from the far side. That's going to be Hattie doing the inbound work. We have a little hitting. Just making sure the dental work is all okay. And I don't know, did there a cut lip or... Maggie's going to come to the free throw line. She kind of keeps checking it. She took a pretty good bump there, but she's going to be okay. Maggie Tarber. And a Blue Rapids, Kansas. Free throw? No. Just got to watch her sister play up at Valley Heights the other day. And in Atchison in the state tournament. Second free throw is going to be good for Maggie. Makes it 78-39. We're in the last minute of the game now. The drive, the wild running shot misses. And the Ravens are going to sweep down the board. That's Shea Lewis, out of Union Star, Missouri. Baseline jump shot, up and in. Tarber for two. 80-39. You told Coach Folsom before the game, you'll be up, you know, in the last minute of the game, you'll be up by 40-plus. He would say, well, that would be good. Here's a feed right side. Nice little layup from the right edge by Treshira Harry. And Benedictine brings it up. Shot clock is off. Way out on top is going to be Shea. To the right side, Maggie. She's going to back it away. Ravens have no intention of shooting the basketball. And a final score tonight from McKenzie, Tennessee. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 80. LSU Alexandria 41, and we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fitz Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to Tennessee, where the Benedict the Mighty Ravens have just exited the floor, got their name up on the bracket, you know, where the teams that win put their names up on there. So they got the fun and joy of doing that as a team. And they come away now headed for the locker room and going to be back here tomorrow after an impressive, impressive win this evening. Take one, let's kind of recap the scoring. And I'm going to tell you that while coaches have been able to get here a lot, I'm not sure. I don't know how that works out here in the national tournament. So we're just kind of playing all of that by ear. So let's just look at the numbers as we have it for you. What do you say? First of all, for LSU Alexandria. They were led in scoring. I tell you, it was just a great job done tonight by Justice Young. Justice with 16 points tonight, only player on her team with double-digit scoring. It falls into Benedetta Paracci with 6. Jewel Jones had 5, and also with 5 points, it was Aaliyah Roundtree. Drops into Martin Hartwick with 3, a couple of night for Gray and Harry and Walker. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it's a long, long stat sheet. His coach got everybody in the game. Lots of them got on the score sheet, but nobody got on with as many points and significant points that we saw from Kennedy Nicholson tonight. Kennedy, how about that? 21 points. She was 7 of 14 three-point shooting tonight. 7 of 14, that is 21 points, and with that final shot, she is over 1,000 career points. She was at 999 for a moment there at 1,002 career points for Kennedy Nicholson. Lauren Dubert, as she so often is, double-figure scoring also. She's at 16 tonight on 6 of 9, 2 of 3 from outside. Josie Weiser with 9, 7 of 9 for Jennifer Jacobs. Riley Rottinghouse had 9. It was Riley Brueggemann, 4, also 4 for Nicole Stork, 3 tonight for Maggie Torber. And with 2 each, you had Hattie Gross and Riley Wade and Carmen Morales. Grace Dixon knocking in 1 point at the free throw line this evening. And Benedictine, 8 points, pretty good kind of a number. That's a big, big kind of number for any team. And the Lady Ravens coming up with 80 tonight and winning by 39, 80 to 41. So here's how it shakes out. Tomorrow, we're going to be right back here in Tennessee, the Benedict and Lady Ravens in the championship to see who is going on to Tyson Arena, Sioux City, Iowa,
for the final site of the national tournament. Game time tomorrow here on KIT Radio, 4 o'clock. So be here a little bit early for that. It will start prompt, and so you know you got to be looking at mscsports.net. Find out who won, who didn't. Hear my phone just jingling and dingling as it's like the guys are getting scores all reported in and updating brackets and such as that. So they're going to have all of that tomorrow here on KIT Radio, 4 o'clock tip off. It will be Lady Ravens and it will be the Lady Wildcats of Bethel University here in McKinsey, Tennessee. Hey, we want to thank you for having me join us this afternoon. And I was sticking around to see. I don't know if Coach is going to be able to get a chance to get out here again. It's a long, long ways. He's got a whole boatload of people standing out there going to be running interference, trying to get an opportunity to chat with him. And certainly they ought to because it's a big moment, a historic moment for 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom, Lady Ravens what? And Josh could say it this, but I think, 14 tournaments now for Benedictine. So they are becoming more and more one of those teams that you look forward to being in the national tournament each year. Happy to have you along with us, coaches. We're going to catch up with him tomorrow. Final score once more, Benedictine 80. LSU Alexandria 41, and until we greet you from right back here in the gym tomorrow for Joseph. What a job, Joseph. You came in, got some things handled, got everything up and running. Well done, young man. Thank you very much. Tom Couch from Tennessee. Till we see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on KIT Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.